Poetry is a vehicle that I have used to deal with feelings I have that are hard to resolve. And the poems that deal with some of my legal cases are an effort by me in the aftermath of the case to put it in some perspective that I can deal with.
How did you start writing poetry?
My mother was a teacher. And when I was young, I mean, even before I went to school, she was reading poetry to me and having me learn it, recite it, memorize it. And I did that for many years. When I was 10 years old, I think I wrote my first poem. It was really a limerick, and it was a true limerick about a cat I had. I once had a cat named Candy, whose hair was exceedingly sandy. When a bird flew too near, she slapped him on the ear. Oh, what a feast was a dandy. And over the years, I learned a lot of poetry to recite it for various purposes. It just was something I was always drawn to, I think because of my mother's interest in it. But as time went on and I got close to retirement, I began thinking what I wanted to do in retirement. And it occurred to me I would want to write poetry.
Well, and you were on the Idaho Supreme Court for, what, 10 years? More than 10 years?
11 years, yes.
Hearing 1,500 cases, then, as you said, you retired, and you started writing poetry, doing a little mountaineering. There's a wonderful poem that's sort of, I would say, the signature poem of the book, Idaho Needs Poets More Than Judges. Could you read a little of that one?
Idaho needs poets more than judges, like a spring day. Needs artists sketching daisies more than gendarmes pinching skinny dippers. Idaho is a state of mind, flying freely like an eagle, not an economic opportunity to pawn her soul for profit. Judges read the law and rule rightly in compliance with its businesslike directions. Poets listen closely to the heart and write with feeling, making music that echoes in their pulse. Idaho calls poets softly to see her early morning meadows with dewdrops on the camas, to hear her rampant rivers tumbling over rugged rocks, to smell her pungent pines drifting on evening breezes. Idaho needs poets more than judges to protect her innocence from plunder.
There's a lot of history along with a lot of poems in this book. We've got your family history, your history, the history of Idaho, big events, small events. What do you want readers to take away from this memoir?
Well, that's a difficult question because, to be candid with you, I didn't write it for the general reader. I wrote it for my children and grandchildren. But the general reader, I think, I would hope they would see my life as portrayed in this book as being a sample of many lives that are being lived out around us every day. People who get up and take on whatever endeavor they have chosen and do it with great energy and purpose. And whatever it is, they do the best they can with it. And I have certain shortcomings that come through in this book. Many of the things that I set out to do, I didn't get done. I wanted at one time to be in the United States Senate, and that didn't work out. I wanted to be the public defender of Ada County, and that didn't work out. So I went to Boise County and became the public defender in Idaho City. I found that being flexible was something that didn't come natural to me, and I had to adjust to it. But overall, I'm pleased that at the end of my career, I could look with pride on what I had accomplished with its ups and downs.